This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute? The widespread death of honeybees has some farmers fretting. Because if honeybees disappear, who will pollinate their crops?
Almost any kind of insect you can think of.
Margie Mayfield, an ecologist at the University of Queensland in Australia.
Globally speaking, flies are probably the second largest group of crop pollinators. In particular, a group called hoverflies or surfeit flies. And these are these sort of large-eyed flies that if you take a hike, you sometimes see them hovering in front of your face.
Along with hoverflies, the army of underappreciated pollinators includes butterflies, moths, beetles, ants, and wasps. Mayfield and her colleagues analyzed more than 36 studies on pollination, covering 17 crop plants grown on 5 continents. And they found that some of these underdog insects accounted for some 40% of the flower visits. And some of the crops in their review, especially tropical ones like mangoes and custard apples, did not rely on honeybees at all. Even commodities like canola did fine without the bees. The meta-analysis is in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Mayfield says part of the difficulty in gauging the importance of bees starts with the research methods. A third of the studies they initially considered, for example, ignored everything but bees.
You know, the European honeybee is obviously from Europe, so there's a lot of focus on the European honeybee there.
Another issue, she says, is just raising awareness among farmers.
I've encountered farmers in California and in South Africa and in Australia who spray their pesticides largely at night, because that's when the bees have gone back to their hives. And they do that with the idea that we'll spare our pollinators and we'll be able to control our pests. But that very much takes the assumption that only bees are important pollinators.
Of course, we should still do our best to save honeybees, the celebrity pollinators. But agricultural practices should consider the rest of these tiny farm workers, too.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.